Hi everyone. Today is February 28, 2021. The topic is looking at post-inflation trade. Major averages finished the week with sharp losses despite a Friday rebound, and bond buying has pushed the Treasury yields down to 1.39%. And meanwhile, US personal income soared in January as Americans received another round of pandemic relief checks. For the week, the Dow dropped a little bit, and S&P was down as well, with NASDAQ following suit. Fed Chair Powell called the recent run-up in yields a statement of confidence in a strong economic outlook and played down inflation worries from another big stimulus package. Powell also said that the Fed is in no rush to raise interest rates or begin trimming its $120 billion monthly bond purchases in his testimony to Congress. So where does that leave us? Markets are jittery, but the Fed says calm down. In uncertain times, it's best to look at economic data. A series of disappointing weekly jobless claims and recent monthly jobs reports have pointed to a labor market that is still under considerable strain from the pandemic, which is a reason for Powell to emphasize robust stimulus measures. If bond yields continue to rise in response, the Fed might be forced to tighten the policy too quickly, while a complacent Fed could pose overheating risks that may destabilize the economy over the longer term. Higher interest rates are no longer the reason for U.S. stock investors to worry, given that the S&P has fared better when yields rose in the prior 12 months than when they fell, according to historical data. That said, there is sure to be some near-term continued sell-off, especially in tech stocks, which run up the most since major correction in February last year. Be sure to pay attention to the February jobless numbers to be released on Friday in the coming week. If jobless claims fall well below what it is forecasted, it'll be a sure sign that the economy is picking up and that higher interest rates are justified. But there will likely be a bloodbath on Wall Street. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.